Welcome to Sunstein Sessions on iHeartRadio. Conversations about issues that matter. Here's your host, winner of two Gracie Awards, Shelley Sunstein.
Good morning. I am with Donald Lee Shepherd, and he is the author of The Dividends of Decency. And I have to tell you, Donald, that I gave this book first to my husband, who had 38 years experience in, he was in the corporate world,
yes,
and he was the vice president of an organization before he left about a year ago, but he's still very much in the business world as a consultant. But he said he devoured your book and he so loved it that he gave it to his son Mike, who is just starting out in his second job. This is a kid who started at 21 right out of college. He was hired from an internship at Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And then he left Pepsi and he's now working for the first time in life insurance, which of course you can relate to. But John wanted to give this book to his son because it's all about decency in business. And so he's so related, and I wanted to let you know that. In fact, he wanted to come and meet you.
What a great way to start, Shelley. That is so lovely. That's the reaction I'm getting. The book is really resonating in these days. And we really are craving, it really seems like the world is craving leaders, you know, with integrity, ethics, morality, values. And that's what they want. They want to be led by people who represent goodness. And by the way, goodness that generates profits, generates results. And I'm so glad to hear that. I have been hearing it. I couldn't hear it enough, though.
I often have a discussion with my co-host, Jim Kerr, on the Jim Kerr Rock and Roll Morning Show, off the air. And I wonder, can you be a brilliantly successful business leader without being mean and without having a heart? Because you see the people who rise to the top are not necessarily the nicest people. Also true in politics, but we're not going to get into politics
now. No politics. But listen, I think it's the opposite.
Really?
People who succeed. Bill Gates.
Okay.
Hugely successful. Warren Buffett. Michael Bloomberg. Mark Cuban. People. Jeff Bezos. People who... By the way, being a good person doesn't mean you're stupid or a pushover or want to be taken advantage of. It means that you gather respect from people, you value people. Anyway, I think it's quite the opposite. I think people who are bereft of values, integrity, fail. And I gave many examples in the book. You know, I won't take your time to repeat them all, but it catches up to you. And
is that karma?
It's also karma, but it's also you need people to be successful, right? You need listeners. They're not going to listen to you if they don't respect what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you respect your guests and so on.
But that's not true. I have known quite a few people in my business that are just awful, awful people, and they're very good actors on air. No, I'm serious. And I'm not going to name names.
No.
But I've come across some truly, truly awful people.
Yeah. Okay.
And they succeed.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you because you might find some examples. I will just tell you that my experience, I'm now 70 years old, been at this a while, is that eventually it catches up to you. And you can not be a good person and get away with it if it's in a real estate business, if it's in a business where you can push people around because you have money, because you can intimidate and bully. But it will not work long term. I just don't believe it. And by the way, I'll take the other side. If you are inherently not a good person, you can't pretend to be a good person some of the time. There aren't degrees of integrity or part-time ethics. So it's not like, oh, I'm really not a good, oh, this person's not a good person, but maybe we can change him or her and they'll be better. No. You need to inherently be good. And I think, I have to believe this. The world is, in the end, led by good people who want to do good for the world. And that, in turn, makes them very successful at whatever they do. That's what I passionately believe. And your husband does too.
That's very true. Donald Lee Shepherd is the author of The Dividends of Decency. And he has a really interesting background because he basically left home after getting his first job at the age of 17. But he grew up dirt poor, literally dirt poor, in Canada in a mining town. And the expectation was, of course, you would follow in your father's footsteps and become a coal miner. And you instead were, well, you had other ideas. Why don't you tell your story? Because it is kind of a miracle how you came from there to here.
Not a miracle, but it was nickel mining, by the way. No, that's okay. Nobody cares. I wanted out. This is not an unusual story. People from the inner city who want out need to become exceptional in life at whatever they do.
What age were you when you wanted out?
Oh, 15, 16, 17,
okay.
Probably sooner. Seeing the cycle of poverty and despair created in an environment that provides no hope for people, no light down the road, makes you say, I want more, I want better, I want out of here. So think of a professional athlete. More people can identify with that. Best athletes in the world, right? We're watching the NBA playoffs. Inner city kids who want out and they become exceptional, extremely hardworking, focused, disciplined, driven. That's what gets them to each level. And so, not a miracle. Gladwell talks about it in Outliers. There aren't miracles. It's called working really hard, the 10,000-hour rule, right? And being focused and disciplined at every stage. So here's the part that might seem a miracle. To be exceptional, you need to be doing things that others can't or won't do. Just the fact. I want an easier way, faster way, doesn't exist. So being exceptional means doing those things, working harder than everybody else, and so on and so on. And
is it either or?
What do you mean either or?
Well, either working harder than anyone else or just being better than anyone else.
No, you can't be better than anyone else without working harder than anybody else. They go hand in hand. When I was 17 years old, Shelley, I had a manager who, as has happened to me in my life, sort of took me under his wing, and he literally would take me to lunch so I'd have something to eat. He would take me to get a haircut and so on. And so this young kid, if you can imagine, he said to me one day, Donnie, when people look at you, they can't tell how smart you are, but they can sure tell how hard you work. As long as you're at this, always work harder than everybody else, and the smarts will have a chance to come out. Think of that.
Hmm.
How powerful that was. And it's been a mantra of mine my entire life. My children, by modeling, have seen it and followed it. But it's not an either or. I'm so sorry. I'm so passionate about this. Gladwell talks about it. You know, Bill Gates wasn't just fortunate. Bill Gates, at the right time, worked really hard in this so-called computer industry and blah, blah, blah. Didn't get a college degree, by the way. Neither did Mark Zuckerberg, and neither did.
And you didn't.
Oh, definitely didn't.
I didn't either.
It's not that it wouldn't be good. My children have good educations. is that it's not essential. It's not essential.
Even in today's world. Business world.
Especially in today's world, if. Here's the if, and it's capitalized. If you can start into a job, your first job, where you can be learning something, getting some experience, some training, some skills in some field, in some way, where you can outperform others. In business, it's all performance. I was in the boardrooms of the largest companies in America and Canada. From after the age of 17, I was never asked what my education was.
That's true.
And same with you,
or
too, right?
Or what your grade point average was, if you have a degree.
Of course, or what school you...
Right.
It strictly was, did you perform?
Yeah, how did you perform in your last job?
And how are you doing for me?
Right, right.
And it's performance-based in the real world, not in a unionized environment, but in the real world and in America. So... I'm sorry, I'm going on.
No, I love it. This is very helpful. All right.
Yeah,
in
please.
Today's world, I'm speaking with Donald Lee Shepherd. He's the author of The Dividends of Decency, and he rose in the business world without a college degree, working really hard, and he's ethical on top of it and believes that those who are most ethical will really achieve the most. In today's world, when you're talking about somebody trying to get a job, a young person, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, everybody says, well, you just go online and you apply online and oh my God, you just go into a dark hole today. And to me, it still comes back to who you know. But of course, not everybody knows somebody. So how do you cut through the clutter when you're looking for work today?
Yeah. You and I both know it's not easy. Absolutely made easier if it's someone, you know someone who can introduce you somewhere. But there are other ways, difficult ways, like interning at no pay. Volunteering at no pay, getting somewhere where you both can get some experience, develop some talent, and start to meet people. So I started work at $37 a week. I was starving, I mean, kind of thing.
Your mom had to give you dinners.
Yeah,
and your girlfriend's mom.
That's not the reason why you're into. You want to move forward and move. You got to anyway. Yes, Shelley, it's hard. It's really, really hard to get going and get started. Made easier with my daughter.
But not only to get started. I mean, people are laid off or they're fired, and then you have to move on to the next. And if you get into this black hole, if you apply online, which of course everyone tells you to do, apply online.
Well. I would argue that be more focused on getting that first job, and from that point forward, outperforming everybody around you. Work harder than everybody around you. Outperform everybody. In a free enterprise system, in a capitalist system, which we do live in, performance is everything. And believe me, yeah, you might get laid off somewhere, but you'll have a job within 24 hours because you're a performer. I know that sounds idealistic. It's not. That's what people are looking for in the world, in every world. Your world, any world, your husband's world, your son's world.
All right, I'm going to throw you a curveball here. You're saying work hard, work hard, work hard.
Outperform.
What about the work-life balance then?
Huh. My son got into the tech field out of college working so hard, because nowadays there are no hours in the tech.
That's right. It's 24/7.
It's 24/7.
Yeah.
And I said to him not that long ago, he's now been at it almost 4 years, Malone, his name. I said, Malone, I'm eager to meet your girlfriend. He said, so am I. And this is handsome, smart, and all that stuff. But they work so hard. I worked forever. I still am working. I don't think there is real balance ever. Mm. I think what it is that each facet of your life, in my book, I talked about at the age of 52, for the first time getting to meet my 8-year-old son, 11-year-old daughter, and this wife I happen to be married to for a while. I think the only possibility is to try and be good at each facet of your life. I ride bikes, whatever whatever it is, try balance.
It's a tough one.
We're
running out of time. Up, please.
Yes. Work. You do need that outlet. Ah, here's the simple one.
Okay. And
don't let others shape your life. Don't let that employer destroy you. Don't let them. If you're a performer, you have more control shape it, have another life, have an outlet, or you'll be dead at 35 and in a junk pile of a black hole.
Okay. I thank you so much. You got to read this book. It is uplifting. It will lift you up. Donald Lee Shepherd, thank you so much. And thank you for writing The Dividends of Decency, which has the John Schanninger seal of approval. That would be my husband, the businessman. Okay. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can catch up on my podcast, Sunstein Sessions, on the iHeartRadio app. I am off in California. My second son just got married. We're still partying. Jonathan Clark will be in for me tomorrow morning on the Jim Kerr Rock and Roll Morning Show, Q1043.